at that age, but I got to a certain age and I realized I really needed God. And it wasn't until I came here that God touched my heart and my eyes, my ears, and he put something down in me that was nothing I ever experienced in the world. And whatever I did in the world, you know, you call fun, joy, happiness. That's what they call. But Brother Lineker used to call it, it's just that when you're advertising, you see the gold flashing and you see the silver flashing, the lights flashing, and I want to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, it ain't real. It's not real. I guess you could call that invitation joy. You know, it's invitation, joy, peace. It's not real. So when I found, God found me. I found out what real peace of mind and real joy in the soul. Whoo, I can't explain it. But I know it's there. And as Jeremiah said, it's just like fire down in my bones. And can't nobody put that joy in my heart like that joy that God gave me the day he filled me with his precious Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful. It's like when I walk through that door, it's like, whoo, boy, that's relaxing. I feel the presence of my Father here. And you know, you can't get that nowhere else. And that's just relaxing just to know that God's covering over me. You know, so, and I'm just thankful today to know what that feels like and to experience that. And there's no way I can turn around. I know I did one time, but I probably wasn't growing fast enough in God, or I wasn't listening enough, or I was trying to have my way or my will. But when I let go and let God take the reins of my heart, my path has been different. It's been so peaceful. I have my ups and downs just like everybody else, but his grace, you know, I'm really learning how to, you know, enjoy that grace. You know, I sometimes you just go like, I take that for granted, that God's grace, because his grace is what's keeping me. And his precious spirit that's down in my heart, that I know that if I didn't have that spirit, I don't know where I'd be. I guess I'll probably be doing something to try to fill that void, which can't never be filled, because it's a void. It can't never be filled unless God fills that void, because it's a dark, dark, dark place to be when it's void. When it's so void, you can't find that hole. You know, everybody said there's a loophole here and a loophole there. Well, you're going to keep finding loopholes down in there, because it ain't no place to fill that but God. You know, there are some temporary things. And I guess, you know, you can sleep your life away. Maybe that, you won't feel that, you'd be asleep. You know, but you got to take something probably to stay asleep that long. Or you find some other substance that make you feel like you can just get over this. But as I get older and I look back on my life where God has brought me from, I would never change what he has done for me in my life. And I can say I've been through some stuff, but it doesn't matter, because I know where I'm going. I think we sung a song last Sunday. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I think I remember saying that was in that song they sung. And when you think about that, when you just stop and think about that, what else can be more important than have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? And I know it's a price I got to pay to keep my name in that Lamb's Book of Life. You know, and he was quoting that scripture. And I kind of thought about that. It's a lot of things can keep you. But when he said, Paul said, not depth, nor height, not, you know, that's a lot. And he said Paul was in jail, and he still wrote that. That's a love for God. You know, to stand and, you know, to stand. I think that's the word he used, wasn't it? Just stand. Just stand. Woo. He's a merciful God. And I'm here to say today I wouldn't change one dot, one T, one cross, nothing that he has taken me through. It didn't take me, you know, it took me overnight and night and pray, touching God, falling down in the spirit, whatever it took to get that trust, that joy, the victory. Woo. He's always there. I know my family think when all she do is preach. Well, that's my conversation today. That's my conversation in life. You know, as you get older, you just realize there's nothing more important to talk about but the goodness of God. You know, I could talk about this and I could talk about that, but that's okay. But where's the value? What is it adding to my soul? I want the gold. I've been here long enough to know that I want a gold nugget, you know. And I know I'm running toward that price, the high calling. And it ain't easy. I'm not going to stand here and say it easy. You hear me say, I done fell out and cried and prayed, got on my knees. And whoo, sometimes I say, Lord, I don't know if I could talk to you today. Are you listening? This is kind of heavy, you know, and I keep talking about it. Your burdens are light, and, you know, and, woo, and your yoke is easy. It's experience, isn't it? It's experience to get that, to swallow that one, you know. Yeah. But he's good to me, and he's keeping his hands over me and my family. I'm glad to have my husband here with me today. He listened to me preach, but I don't preach too much, do I? I want to save. I want to run them off, huh? So I can't preach to them all the time. But my life before him, I know, is different than anybody's life he probably ever know. You know, because I know I'm different. But I didn't get different like that overnight. That was God. That was his mercy and his love. You know, that say, I want to save you, child. So whatever it takes, I'm going to save you. You know, but I still had to say, okay, Lord, because he can just cut me off if I just turn my back to him, you know, and say, no, Lord, I don't want to right now, maybe later. But later might be too late. It might be too late. I might miss him, you know, and the messages that I've heard and the way this world is going is all kind of parallel, you know, what we've been hearing, you know, this all this stuff that goes on in the world. But my safety is running to the strong tower, huh? Because I've been trained how to do that, to run to the strong tower. And I love that, knowing that there is my peace and my safety and my buckle and my fortress. I just know for my soul, that's what I should be feeding, is my soul, and not this old man that want to have his own way and kick and wiggle and scream. But I want to praise God. I want to always lift him up. And I always want to know he's the main attraction in my eyes. And like, I hope I'm that apple his eye. So we got to have that connection, that relationship. So I'm so thankful for that. And I wanted to get up and testify that my family could hear me say that. They know my heart. They know my life, my lifestyle, you know. And I love my family, and I'm not going to preach to them. I'm just going to live this life and love them and hope God get a hold to one of them. Hope he gets a hold to them and they can have this joy, this peace, this understanding, this covering that protects us. And we don't understand what goes on when God sent us through something and why that happened. But that's just talking about trusting God. I don't know why. And if he want me to know, I guess he'll tell me, or the minister will tell me why I went through this or why I went through that. But I'm learning how to trust God. I think that's Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. With all thy understanding, oh, lean on him. And I'm just thankful to be here today and enjoyed that, knowing, thinking about his grace, you know. So I'm thankful to be here today.
Yes. world never gave me this peace that I have. Oh, you just can't find it out there. For he's sweeter than all of the wealth of this world. Oh, just to feel his cleansing power. Oh, this world never gave me this peace that I have. Oh, you just can't find it out there. For it's sweeter than all of the wealth of this world. Oh, just to feel his cleansing power. Oh, this world never gave me this peace that I have.
World never gave me this peace that I I appreciate everything that's been said here today so far. I was talking to somebody. I said, well, tomorrow's Easter. I said, we'll get some to people that we have a lot of visitors, you know. So it says, yeah, the ones that don't usually come will come. And said, then you can skin them. And no, not skin them, or even shear them. Or but if they have an opportunity, tell them about this peace that we've got. That the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You ever had somebody excited about something they're doing? You know, get a new car. Got to show everybody the new car. You go on a diet, you got to tell everybody that's the way you got to eat. Because you want to share what you're doing in your life. iPhones. But the greatest thing that ever happened to me, when I met Jesus, when I became aware I needed a Savior, I was just a little boy. I wasn't. How old are you, Osmanique? I was a little younger than him. And I was about his age when I found out about the Holy Ghost. In every church service, I asked the Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. And I was 19. You've got it in your Bible, Yvonne. Is it 77 or 78? Because we got it the same night, I believe. Me and Sean Ritchie. Down on Airline Drive, Houston, Texas. It's over Labor Day weekend. I think I was 9 or 10 years old. And everybody had just about give up praying for me. Only ones left was Dad and Brother Begley. Brother Carl Begley. Still praying for me. And this life that I live in God is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. If sometimes you think, where'd she go, Sister Rochelle? Did she leave? Took a little side trip here. And hold on. But sometimes you think the burden gets a little heavy, but you forget how heavy the burden of sin is when you think you're the burden that the Lord gives you. His burden is light. Sometimes we take on more burden than He gives us. But His burden, He promised. See, Jesus didn't lie. He said, come all ye that are burdened and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, for my load is easy and my burden is light. I am meek and lowly. I want to carry. His burden is light. When you've got, if you're feeling heavy today, you're not carrying the burden of the Lord. You are carrying your own burden, your own cares. And sin, someone was talking about the Bible and the truth being like an onion, but sin has many layers. The deeper you go into sin, the heavier the burden is. And but He can deliver it all. what does he say? He said, call on to me. He said, Lord, you know, believe in him. Just call unto the Lord. He that calleth unto me shall be saved, he says, the scripture says. One day I had to raise my hands and say, Jesus, save me. I'm a lowly sinner. You know, he talks about the two people that pray, which one walks away justified. Scripture says there's one man praying. He said, Lord, I'm so glad I'm not like the sinner over here that's praying. You know, and I'll paraphrase a little bit. I'm a good guy. I pay my taxes. I don't break the law. I do all these things. I'm a pretty good fellow, Lord, and make sure I stay blessed. And the other guy saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm nothing but a sinner. And Jesus said that man's one that walked away justified. Well, Jesus don't want us to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and just go walk away sinning, keep sinning. But he has something in store for us. And in the 14th chapter of St. John, we'll just read a little bit of it. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. That word of mansions there is the same word as abode. What's that word, Brother Durham? Can you remember Monet or something like that? It means abode, the same place with the same scripture that says, me and my Father will make our abode with you. It's the same word. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And so everybody believes this, talking about he's going up in heaven. He's going to start a construction project up in heaven, you know, on the corner of Glory and Hallelujah Boulevard on that street of gold. And right now, it's been a 2,000-year construction project of big mansions for all of us to move into. But he's not talking about that. Just like he wasn't talking about an actual kingdom. It says, whither I go, the way you know. And Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? He goes, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. You have known me, you should have known my Father also. And henceforth you shall know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, show us the Father. And Jesus said, have I been so long with you, and yet has not known me, Philip? He hath seen me, hath seen the Father. And how saith then, show us the Father? You know, I've heard there's people try to interpret that scripture more than what it's saying, but here's the Lord Jesus, who did nothing but the will of his Father. He loved this world. He loved that nation. He loved those men just like God loved those men. He wasn't saying, I am the Father. He's just like him. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in the me, and the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. He's so in tune with God. He's just channeling the Lord through him. He's just telling him through the Spirit. He's telling him what the Lord wants him to tell him. Believe me, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Because I'm going to the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, keep my commandments. Lord, let me convey my love to you. And I will pray. You know what his commandments was? Serve one another, love one another. Put others first before you. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of the truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Holy Ghost is working amongst them. But they hadn't been baptized with the Holy Ghost yet. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, and I shall live. Ye shall live also. Because he was walking around a bunch of dead people. He was the only one alive. And he told them, he said, you're going to live. When they received the Holy Ghost, they came alive. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, in you in me, and I in you. He that keepeth my commandments, hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is them that loveth me. And loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. He came, and he died, and he rose again. He resurrected, that we could be born again, afresh, anew, living in a new way. Actually living. Someone wrote that song, I just started living. I've got a brand new life. That's right, because we were dead, the scripture says, in the trespasses of our sins. But we resurrected in life with Christ on that day. Hallelujah. What a glorious day. You know, I don't know about Easter bunnies. I don't know about Easter eggs. But I do know about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what he came to do. He came to give us life. And it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And that life is here to receive today. If you will just call his name. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, save me. Give me this wonderful life that I see amongst these people here that are living for you. And you can have that. Many people that they view religion, that's what it is religion, as a heavy burden. That's what religion will do to you. It's just a heavy, just about as heavy burden as sin is. Man-made religion, burden you down. They all the things that are of man, that aren't of the Lord. But Jesus will strip all that away from you. He'll take the load off of you, of religion, of sin. And he said, I'm just going to give you life. I'm just going to give you life. And all you've got to do is look to me. And I will be your Savior. And the Father will be your Father. Hallelujah. What a wonderful life. What a wonderful, glorious life. The only time us Christians struggle is we forget sometimes. We forget our source. We got to be reminded from time to time. We get out. We got the same problems. We got to pay our bills. We got to raise our children. We got to build our relationships. within our families, with our wife and children. Sometimes we forget where our sources, so we come back to church. Have these wonderful ministers remind us what this is all about. Instruct us. Give us the keys. Shine the light. Turn the light back on. Give us a little oil for our lamps. But it's still Him. It's still Him that giveth the life. It's still us that is the vessel that's to open up to Him. You can't do this on your own. You must be born again. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you. If you've known God, and yet you've strayed away, all you've got to do is call out to Him today. You know what? Someone said, if you'll go to God, He'll run to you. If you'll just look to Him and call Him, He'll come all the way to you. He won't hold nothing back. That was the prodigal son. He just seen him, the prodigal son, coming. And he lit out after him. And yelling back, kill the fatted calf. My son's come home. And there wasn't nobody stopping him. Well, I just love to see one of my brothers and sisters come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be here today. It's good to see everybody here today. Was your mom? Did I see your mom, Lydia? They had to get back? I was hoping they'd be here with us. They love being in church. And we're glad to have all y'all here today. The Ratliffs back there, Sister Rochella's family. And so, but I just wanted to get up and encourage you. The Lord is good. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh. that passes all understanding.
And I found
a river where the healing waters flow. I found the joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found a lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters.
Pastor Leon, that we're looking for the fountain of youth. We won't find it in the natural. I can tell you that. But there is a fountain. There is a place where the healing waters flow. But it's not natural. Let me tell you that. So it's in God. It's in His Spirit. It's in the realm that God has provided for us, that we can find these healing waters and we can find a peace that passes all understanding. And that's what keeps us going in such a world that we live in that has problems on every hand. I was talking to my sister. My oldest sister's in the hospital, and I got one in Florida that just got out Friday. And one sister called me and said, just one thing after another. And that's the kind of world we live in. That's just one thing after another. But most of that is all natural. But I find that if we begin to get close to God, begin to call, like Brother Mike said, He's not far away. You know, we can call Him. We can get in touch with the Lord. We can be heard by the Lord. So that's my confidence. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me. In this world, sometimes you wake up and you think, what's happened? What has happened today? Or what's happening right now? You know, you hate to turn on the news. Sometimes you just rather wish you could go somewhere and just hide away and get away from it all. But that's not going to happen. So we have to live in this world. We have to live in the problems, conditions of this world. But we're not alone. We're not alone. God can help us. He's there to help us. And that's where my strength comes from. Just to let you know, that's where, if I got in at all, it's from the Lord. I'm not doing this on my own. I realize that I'm not pushing my own little wagon here. But I was listening to this tape, Brother Mark Linegar sang this song about having Jesus in your boat. You know, don't forget who He is. You know, don't forget the Lord. You know, when you get so involved in this world with things that's going on, don't forget. You know, if you got Him, just wake Him up. You know, remind him. Get on your knees. Begin to call out to him. You know, don't forget who he is. He been this. He was down here. He lived in this world where we live in. And he, you know, it's been a few hundred thousand years ago, a couple thousand years ago, that he walked in this world. He walked around people that was in trouble, that, like Brother Mike said, had diseases, leprosies, you know. He was acquainted. You read about him in Isaiah, said that he was acquainted with grief, sorrow. He walked in that kind of world. A man of sorrow, you know, acquainted with it. I often think, you know, a man of his stature and power with God, his relationship with God, why was he so acquainted with grief and sorrow? You know, you think, you know, he just something, you know, you can, it just, you know, of course, you know, you read about him exercising in God more when he was in his like 30 years old. Maybe when he was a younger person, he was dealing with people that was going through a lot of things, and you can read where in a funeral procession. You know, this man was in a casket or whatever they had in that day to carry the dead. Anyway, he stopped it and raised a man from the dead. You know, but this is at a time frame. Now, I don't know, like I say, God works in time and seasons, so he didn't do this all his life, but that was a time that he did these things. He exercised the power that was invested in him. And sometimes I wonder, you know, about the God's people, the body of Christ. You know, sometimes you don't see, you know, we were singing about that peace that passes all understanding. Sometimes you can get weary and well doing. I don't want to get weary walking with the Lord. Sometimes you might say, well, it's not happening like I think it ought to happen. But don't forget, you know, we're serving God. He does work in times and seasons. So I don't want to discount what God is doing. I don't want to get discouraged walking with the Lord. And I don't want to forget who he is. I don't want to forget if he's, you know, in my life. I've given my life to him, and I don't want to forget those things. And he may not answer every prayer that I pray, but I'm going to still keep praying. I'm going to do just like David. You know, when that young man, that baby that was born in sin, that he prayed for. But he said that long as that baby, they said, well, why are you not? When this baby was living, you wouldn't eat. And now that he's dead, you're eating. He said he just knew God well enough to, he just might heal this baby, although he didn't. But he knew God well enough to know that if God could just speak a word, he could heal this baby. He knew that. And that's what I want to have. I want to have enough knowledge about God in my life that to know God, like my sister was saying, she wanted to believe in a miracle. One of my sisters down in Florida, and I said, well, we know God can work a miracle. We know that. Now, he doesn't always, there weren't miracles on every corner, every step that Jesus made, but he did work miracles, and he is a miracle working God. But I want to be in tune with the Lord. I want to be in his will. I know his will well enough to work with God. I don't want to just forget, you know, who he is. And I want to keep my channel open to the Lord. And be, he may not answer every, like I say, every prayer, you know, like I think he should answer. Maybe he is answering, and maybe he will in due time, or whatever. But I just want to keep my heart open to the Lord, to his spirit and what he can do. He can do everything that we ask him to do. And I just want to be in tune with him today. So it's good to be here today and hear the good words and hear the good report about the meeting in Dallas. Visitors here today, good to have everyone here. And I hope and pray that they'll begin to reach out to the Lord and let the Lord become the master of their life. And we need to take up an offering as well today. And don't forget dinner today, and our visitors are welcome to come and eat. Want them to stay. Yes, want them to stay. So anyway, we're going to do the offering. If the ushers come up, get ready, we'll do that. And have some music. Dominican Republic, yeah, let's remember They're meeting, I think it starts Tuesday in the Dominican Republic. Brother Smith is over there, and Sister Smith, I guess, and Brother and Sister Boyd. They want to bring that girl home, too. That, what's her name, Sarah? Is it Sarah? They won't get to do that. Y'all already know that. Okay, but anyway, remember them over there in the Dominican Republic. Remember, Brother and Sister Crow is not here today. You know that they would if they could. They can't be here. I hadn't heard on Brother Daniels. Anybody know about Brother Daniels? But anyway, let's pray for him. He's not here. Yes. Natalie, suffering allergies, and Brother and Sister Dotson, pray for them. Sister Wilkins is sick. Remember Sister Rice, Sister Elsie. Your family, Sister Elsie's family. Yeah, remember Sister Rice. Yeah, I mentioned Sister Crow. Yes.
Brother Crow, not good.
Brother Crow, not doing good. So remember them. Pray for them. Brother David Hutchinson, pray for him. Sister Abraham, unspoken, family. Brother Philip. Right, remember Sister Jennifer Fisher, blood sugar problem. All right, any other requests? Okay, let's all stand. Okay. Let's all stand and take these knees to the Lord.
To pray.
Don't wait until His bride has been completed. Don't wait until you hear Him say it's too late. Gone, the stone is rolled back, gone. Sit at the Father's side. Gone over death, triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone. And He lives forevermore. Gone. Gone, the tomb is empty, gone, to sit at the Father's side. Gone, over death, triumphant, gone, sin is defeated, gone. Sit at the Father's side. Gone over death, triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone. And He lives forevermore. Started. You want to get up, praise the Lord before we go eat, give Him thanks real quick, and we'll let the older ones, you elders, head on down to the dining room and play a little more of this as y'all head down that way. We'll thank the Lord for the food. Hallelujah.
Praise
give
God.
Him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Risen Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise God. We thank you, Lord. We
thank you,
for this wonderful time in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Go head to the dining room. And our visitors. No band practice today.